Welcome to Health for Life, your trusted source for health and wellness insights, proudly presented by Vitruvian Health, the comprehensive healthcare system serving Northwest Georgia and Southern Tennessee with leading entities like Hamilton Medical Center and Bradley Medical Center. We're dedicated to keeping our communities healthy and thriving.
Today we're talking with Jessica Sanders, nurse practitioner with Vitruvian Health Interventional Pain. She brings years of experience in pain management and has helped many patients regain function and hope. Today we're going to talk about a treatment that has brought relief to millions suffering from back and leg pain. And that is lumbar epidural injection. Jessica, what exactly is a lumbar epidural injection?
Well, a lumbar epidural injection, it is a non-surgical procedure that delivers steroid medications into the epidural space of the lower spine. Typically, this is used to treat inflammation around the spinal nerves, which often causes that low back pain, that radiating leg pain. You hear people refer to sciatica, which causes that numbness or tingling in the lower extremities. It is a targeted treatment that reduces the inflammation at the source of the pain, and the injection may include a steroid and a local anesthetic for immediate and longer-term relief.
Who is a good candidate for this type of injection?
Well, typically we recommend the epidurals for patients with herniated discs, spinal stenosis, degenerative disc disease, that sciatic radicular pain. It's ideal for those who've had pain lasting more than a few weeks and hasn't improved with rest and medications and physical therapy. It can be helpful before or after surgery and even as an alternative to surgery for some patients. The goal is to really reduce that pain and inflammation so patients can regain function and pursue rehab.
Can you walk us through what the procedure is actually like for a patient?
Sure. It is a sterile procedure. It's done in the outpatient setting. Typically, we do that at the ambulatory center, and it's often under fluoroscopy, or in other words, x-ray guidance. The patient will lie face down onto the table, and the injection is numbed. The needle is then carefully guided into the epidural space of the lumbar spine. Using a mixture of steroid and anesthetic, it is injected to reduce the inflammation and to numb the nerves. The entire process usually takes about 20 to 30 minutes with minimal discomfort, and most patients do go home the same day and can resume light activities shortly after.
What kind of relief can patients expect from a lumbar epidural?
Typically, the relief can start within a few hours to a few days. The duration of relief varies. Some patients feel better for weeks, often months in some cases. The injection helps calm inflammation, which can enable other treatments like physical therapy to become more effective. Many patients experience about 60 to 80% of reduction in their pain, especially in that radiating leg pain. That's where a lot of patients feel most of the relief in that leg pain. And we can repeat those injections if needed. Typically, we like to limit it to about 3 per year per spinal level.
I'm sure some people listening might be wondering about any kind of risk involved in this. Are there any side effects that patients should know about?
I mean, with any procedure, there is a risk, of side effects. But most patients do tolerate this injection very well. Possible side effects could include temporary soreness at the injection site, headache. Rarely we have infection or bleeding. And sometimes there is the temporary numbness or weakness in the legs. We give post-op procedure instructions to minimize those complications. And most people do return to light activity the next day.
Well, that is really good to know. And I'm sure that people also have these misconceptions about epidurals. So what are some myths?
Right. One of the most common myths that people hear is that the epidurals are only for women in labor. And that is not true. We do this in several patient populations. Another is that they're dangerous or habit forming, but we aren't using opiates, so they are extremely safe. Some people do worry about needles near the spine. It's controlled and done under the imaging. The truth is these injections are widely used and backed by years of clinical success.
What sets Vitruvian Health Interventional Pain apart in the way where you perform and support patients through these procedures?
Well, what we provide, we do thorough diagnostic evaluations before even recommending these injections. We do have state-of-the-art imaging and technology for precision. We do use a collaborative approach. We work with your primary care and often neurosurgeons or even orthopedic surgeons. We do have 4 locations. We have Dalton, Calhoun, Chatsworth, and Ringgold for easy access to care. And most importantly, we focus on whole person care. We like to ensure that our patients feel heard, that they're supported and empowered.
And for anybody listening who has been struggling with this back or leg pain, what do you have to say to them?
So speak with a pain specialist about your symptoms and explore individual options. At Vitruvian Health Interventional Pain, we are here to walk with you every step of the way.
Well, Jessica, thank you very much for joining us again and sharing some very helpful knowledge with our listeners.
It has been my pleasure.
If you are in need of pain relief, you can make an appointment at Vitruvian Health Interventional Pain by calling 706-529-7124. More information is also at vitruvianhealth.com/pain.
This program in no way seeks to diagnose or treat illness or to replace professional medical care. Please see your health care provider if you have a health problem. This program in no way seeks to diagnose or treat illness or to replace professional medical care. Please see your health care provider if you have a health problem.
Thank you for listening to Health for Life, a presentation of Vitruvian Health, formerly Hamilton Healthcare System.